This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you leave the house today, or in our case, we've already left, yes, you go through a mental checklist before walking out the door to make sure you don't forget anything.
I literally turn back to the door as I'm sliding my key in to lock the door. I go, what have I forgotten? What did I tell people yesterday I'd bring? And then I go, I'm good. Lock the door and walk away.
Oatmeal, coffee.
Yeah, I've got my coffee, my bag.
Snacks,
what did I forget?
Bag, right. All these things.
Is there anything I was supposed to do?
Whatever. Okay. Your spare underwear.
Yeah, I did not bring those. I forgot those today. Thank you for reminding me. What is going on with spare underwear?
According to a survey, half of Americans carry backup underwear with them when they leave for the day.
Half?
Whether that's in the glove box in your car, a pair that you keep in your backpack, briefcase, purse.
Do they say why? What do they think is going to happen?
The reason
is like if you got into an accident, you know how your mom was always like, you can't wear your holy underwear because if you ever get in an accident, they're going to see your underwear.
They're going to cut your pants. Roy Gage and what's the other guy's name from Emergency 51?
I know that
they're going to cut your pants right off you, and there's going to be your poop stained underwear.
Well, maybe that happened in the accident. You ever think of that, Mom? But what am I doing? So now I'm like in an accident. I'm like, well, I only have moments before the paramedics get here. Let me get my spare underwear on. Oh, my God.
Again, according to a survey, nearly half of all Americans carry backup underwear with them. The reasons why include, in case they have an accident. Now, I think that's...
That's a incontinence or a poop. Are they the same thing?
Well...
Did I poop myself?
I would think more likely an adult... would be, there might be a drip situation.
Oh.
Like you might go, oh boy, that was a little, I wasn't ready to.
Or you know.
Or a shart, you know.
Right.
It was a little bit more.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Dudes are gross and they have skid marks. I'm not saying you have them. But there are people who have them.
Why are you pointing at me?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I think the spare underwear is a fantastic idea. I'm surprised I haven't thought of it before.
Can you, listeners, can you please text us, 800-400-3697. A, do you have a backup pair of underwear on you at this moment? With you. Just not on you, but with you. We're not talking layers here. And B, why? What do you think is going to happen?
This next reason is legitimate.
All right.
And I've heard Christina say this, and I would put them back on, but they say also because they plan to change clothes during the day, like they'll go and have a workout and they'll put on a fresh pair of underwear when they redress themselves.
I feel that that's a whole another change of clothes. Like that's, you know, yes to that.
Well, they put their regular clothes back on, but they change the underwear underneath because they might feel like putting that thong back on is...
So they didn't wear the underwear when they
wore a pair. No. They didn't wear them when they worked out.
So they pulled
right.
on yoga pants without underpants right. on or something.
Right. Or shorts, running shorts or whatever.
And then they were able to shower off there and they were like... Well, that's the thing. If I have showered off, then I would want to have
right.
a fresh, clean
so
pair.
So that actually makes sense. The other reason... In case they have an accident,
just doesn't sound. But I will say, now that I think about it, you know, when you're a young lady, woman, and things start happening down there on a monthly basis, you have accidents, like a lot of accidents, terrible, bad, untimely accidents with that, with your underpants. Mm. And you, I will say that I, now that I think about it, as a teenager, I 100% had another pair.
You had backup.
Because
underwear.
I had a... I've had some embarrassing moments in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was making it to regional choir and being having taken a bus. This is a whole nother story. I go on a bus to a faraway town in Massachusetts with the other people who made it to be in this chorus. I'm wearing white pants.
Oh.
And I get my very first period. And
on your trip.
On my trip.
To the choir
I've never,
competition.
Yes.
In white, like, did you just think?
That's the pants I had. And I wasn't thinking to myself, I'm about to get my first period.
And this will be the best.
And a girl
possible.
Says to me, behind me, she says, you need to put this sweatshirt around your waist. And she helped me. And she...
What's her name?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God,
she's from another town.
She saved your life,
She did
though.
Save my life. And I was, you know, up, I had a suitcase at whatever place joint we were staying at, you know.
Oh, you were...
This was a traveling chorus thing that we... That
so you had a hotel and everything.
I must have. I can't even really remember. Unless they drove us all home each night, I must have had a change of clothes. But I did not have access to that. And I didn't have any supplies or even know how to use them.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.